Welcome to the deep dive. So, you're thinking about Las Vegas, maybe planning a family trip. It's this city, dazzling lights, amazing shows, just nonstop energy.
Absolutely electric.
Right. But if you've ever tried figuring out where to eat there with kids, well, it can feel a bit much, overwhelming even. How do you find those meals that are actually, enjoyable, memorable, but not just the same old chicken nuggets?
Yeah, the default kid stuff.
Exactly. So this deep dive, it's kind of your shortcut. We want you to be genuinely well-informed so your family meals in Vegas aren't just fuel, but real highlights.
That's precisely our mission today. Yeah, we've really dug into the sources to see how Vegas is actually brimming with places that welcome families, restaurants that really get it, catering to both parents and kids,
Okay.
from like really fun themed spots to just surprisingly chill, casual options. The goal here is to show you how eating together as a family, it can create these lasting memories, while keeping everyone happy and, importantly, energized for all the Vegas adventures.
Perfect. So let's unpack that. Starting with just picking the right spot. You mentioned avoiding the mundane nuggets and fries. The sources suggest Vegas menus are way more exciting for kids. How so?
Well, what's really interesting is how many restaurants, and we're talking everything from, say, a good pizzeria to even some of the nicer bistros inside the resorts, they have these specially curated kids' menus.
Okay.
And they're not just shrunk down adult meals. They're often designed to encourage kids to maybe try new flavors, but in smaller portions so it's not intimidating.
I see. Like, what kind of things?
Oh, you find really colorful stuff, mini tacos, lovely fruit platters, pasta in fun shapes. Places like Shake Shack or American Excalibur do this well. And a lot of them are adding healthier options now, too, right alongside the classics.
That's good.
Yeah, often using local ingredients, putting little twists on things. It genuinely minimizes that mealtime stress for parents.
Okay, minimizing stress is key. Now, here's something that sounds amazing. The idea of like a magician just appearing at your table while you eat, leaving kids totally wowed.
Right. Sounds very Vegas.
It does, but apparently it's more common than you might think. How does that kind of entertainment really change the dining experience?
Oh, it completely transforms it. It's not just food anymore, it's an event. These places that build in entertainment, they work wonders as, well, engaging distractions.
Distractions are good sometimes.
Absolutely. Think about something like the Tournament of Kings show, or even just resorts that have performers wandering around, maybe a magic show, maybe some storytelling. It turns the meal into something memorable for everyone, adults included. And let's be honest, it helps manage the fidgets when kids are waiting for food. So yeah, always worth asking if a place has entertainment options. Could be a game changer.
Okay, good tip. Now let's tackle that classic family issue. Everyone wants something different. Picky eaters, adventurous eaters.
Yeah.
How do you solve that puzzle easily in Vegas?
Ah, yes, the universal challenge. Well, the sources really point to buffets as like a golden opportunity for families there.
Right, the Vegas buffet. It's iconic.
It is, and for good reason with families. The sheer variety means, your picky eater will find something they like: pasta, pizza, plain chicken, whatever.
Okay.
And meanwhile, the more adventurous ones, they can try sushi, maybe some carved meats, different salads, all in one place. Think Bacchanal Buffet or the Wind Buffet, endless options.
Yeah, those are legendary.
And the freedom for kids to just pick and choose at their own speed, it cuts down stress massively, makes it more interactive, fun even. Plus, some do themed nights, seafood, tacos, which adds another layer of excitement.
Okay, strategy time. Beyond the food itself, planning where and when you eat seems crucial for maximizing the fun, that common problem.
Yeah.
You're at an attraction, everyone gets hungry, and the restaurant is miles away.
Ugh, yes. The long walk through the casino with tired kids, been there.
So how do you avoid that energy sap?
The clear advice is dine near the attractions you're visiting. So if you're at the Adventure Dome, eat near Circus Circus. If you're doing the high roller, find something close by.
Makes sense.
It allows for quick meal breaks, keeps the day's excitement going, and honestly, just avoids traffic or those marathon walks. Plus, you get to try different places near different attractions, adding variety without a huge time commitment.
And what about when to eat? Timing feels extra important in a city that never sleeps.
Absolutely crucial. The forces strongly, strongly recommend aiming for early dinner times. Think 5 p.m., maybe 5:30.
Okay, the early bird special, family style.
Pretty much, you dodge the main rush, which means less waiting, usually more attentive service, and the food's often freshest then, too.
Any other Vegas-specific benefits?
Yeah, a big one is it lets you transition smoothly into evening activities. You finish dinner, you're perfectly timed for a show or to see the fountains or whatever. Without feeling rushed or hitting peak crowds later, it just maximizes your day.
That's smart. Now, exploring Vegas, it's amazing, but wow, it can be tiring, especially for kids. How can mealtimes help with that beyond just, you know, calories?
Think of meals as planned pit stops, strategic breaks. It lets kids genuinely rest their legs, refuel their energy and their mood. This is key to preventing those meltdowns, right?
Oh, absolutely. Avoiding the meltdown is priority one.
So look for places with comfy seats, maybe a bit quieter, a family-friendly vibe where you feel okay lingering for a bit. Use that time. Chat about what you've seen, plan what's next, just reconnect. It's about balancing the Vegas thrill with that needed downtime.
I really like that idea of restaurants that have fun built in. It takes pressure off parents trying to entertain while waiting.
It's a brilliant strategy. And Vegas has loads of options. Places like Rainforest Cafe or T-Rex Cafe are obvious examples with the whole immersive theme, animatronics.
Kids love those.
They do. But other places might have live music, maybe performers doing magic tricks, trivia games sometimes. Things designed to keep kids engaged while parents can actually, you know, enjoy their own meal for a minute.
Uh-huh. Yeah, enjoy it while it's hot.
Exactly. It ensures everyone leaves happy with good memories. It's more than just food. It's part of the entertainment.
Okay, let's dive into some of those really unique, maybe even over-the-top, themed dining experiences Vegas is known for, like dining with characters.
Yes. Character dining. It's that perfect blend of food and fantasy. Several hotels offer these, usually breakfasts or special events. Kids get to meet superheroes, princesses, cartoon favorites.
Wow.
Yeah, the characters roam around, pose for photos, interact. Often the menus are themed, too. It's just built this whole experience that kids get incredibly excited about. It's not just breakfast. It's meeting Spider-Man at breakfast.
That sounds like a core memory waiting to happen. So how else can dining become more active, more participatory for kids?
Interactive dining is fantastic for this. Giving kids a role in making their food. Huge hit.
Like what kind of role?
Think build your own concepts.
Yeah.
Places where kids can pick their pizza toppings and watch it bake. Or maybe a decorate your own cupcake station or a sundae bar.
Okay. Hands on.
Exactly. It sparks creativity, gets them excited about what they're eating, gives them a sense of accomplishment, and hey, maybe they learn a little something about cooking. It's great for family bonding too. You might discover a budding chef.
Vegas is definitely king when it comes to themes. Beyond characters, what other immersive worlds can you eat in?
Oh, the city goes all out. You've got places like Rainforest Cafe, which really feels like a jungle adventure. The sounds, the decor, the animatronic animals moving.
Very immersive.
Super immersive.
Mm.
And then there are other unique concepts, maybe not always strictly for young kids, but things like dining in the dark. Just show the theatrical flair Vegas brings to dining. But for families, those highly themed environments, they capture imaginations.
And maybe tempt picky eaters.
Sometimes. The novelty of the setting can make them more willing to try something new. Plus, it sparks conversation, storytelling,
mm-hmm.
turns a meal into a real adventure.
Okay, shifting gears slightly, but really important. Peace of mind. Specifically, handling dietary needs, like food allergies. This feels critical.
It is absolutely critical. And the number one rule is, be proactive. Tell the restaurant staff about any allergies before you even order.
Don't wait until the food arrives.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
The good news is many Vegas spots, especially in the big resorts, are really well-versed in handling common allergies. Gluten, nuts, dairy, you name it. They often have protocols.
That's reassuring.
It is. But you still need to communicate clearly. Double-check menu info, ask questions. It's about ensuring your child's safety so you can actually relax and enjoy the meal.
So having allergies or dietary restrictions doesn't mean you're stuck with boring food then.
Not at all. You should feel totally comfortable asking for special preparations. Gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, whatever you need. Vegas restaurants, particularly the better ones, really pride themselves on accommodating guests.
Chefs are usually pretty flexible.
Often, yes. They understand that great hospitality means being inclusive. They're usually willing to modify dishes, so families can dine without worry and still get to explore delicious food.
Okay, but what about those times when, despite everyone's best efforts, a kid just won't eat the new thing? Any backup plans?
The picky eater strikes again.
Yeah.
Yes, a super practical tip from the sources. Pack a few familiar snacks.
Like granola bars or crackers?
Exactly. Granola bars, fruit slices, their favorite crackers, whatever travels well. Having that backup provides immense peace of mind. It takes the pressure off mealtime if they don't love the main course. It's not a disaster.
It maybe makes them braver to try the restaurant food.
It can. Knowing they have a safety net sometimes makes kids more willing to explore, turns dining out into less of a chore, more of an adventure.
Let's talk money. Vegas can be expensive. How can families enjoy great food without, you know, spending a fortune?
Smart spending is key. One big area is looking for family package deals. Some restaurants offer these, especially family-focused ones.
What do those usually involve?
Often it's like kids eat free or discounted with a paying adult. It simplifies ordering and can really cut down the final bill. Worth asking about.
Okay. What about less obvious ways to save? Any hidden gems?
Well, something like the entertainment book or similar coupon books or apps. They can be treasure troves. You might find buy one, get one free deals or specific kids' meal discounts. Takes a little searching maybe, but the savings can add up.
Interesting. Now, happy hour usually feels like an adults-only thing. Is that different in Vegas?
Surprisingly, yes. Many places are realizing families are out and about early evening, so you'll find family-friendly happy hours with discounted appetizers, maybe even cheaper kids' meals.
Ah, combining the early dinner strategy with savings.
Exactly. Go early, beat the crowds, and save some money. It's a win-win-win. Quicker service, too, usually.
And for people who go to Vegas often, or even locals, are there loyalty benefits?
Definitely. Signing up for casino loyalty programs, like MGM Rewards or Caesars Rewards, often gives you dining perks, too. You earn points eating at their restaurants, which you can use for discounts or free meals later.
Okay.
Plus, you might get emails about special offers or early access to things. If you frequent certain resorts, it's a no-brainer.
And finally, in the digital age, where should people look online for deals?
Don't forget sites and apps like Groupon or Living Social. They consistently have dining deals for Vegas. It takes a minute to check, but you can find significant discounts that make trying new restaurants much more affordable. Really helps stretch that budget.
Okay, let's broaden the lens. Dining isn't just about eating. It can be a learning moment too, right?
Absolutely. It's a prime opportunity, actually.
For what specifically? What skills can you teach?
Well, basic table manners, for one. How to use utensils properly, how to have polite conversation, waiting for everyone to be served, saying please and thank you to the staff.
The fundamentals.
Right. It helps foster a nice atmosphere for everyone, but also prepares kids for all sorts of social situations later on, builds confidence.
And what about sparking curiosity about the food itself?
Oh, definitely. You could talk about where food comes from. You know, did you know pizza started in Italy? Or these spices are used a lot in Mexican cooking? It connects the food to geography, to culture.
Makes it more than just stuff on a plate.
Exactly. And if you're eating something with local ingredients, you can talk about that too. Deepens their appreciation for food and maybe even where they are.
I like the idea of making trying new foods an adventure, not a fight. How do you encourage that?
Frame it as fun. Maybe a family taste test where everyone tries a small bite of something new. Or use those interactive options we talked about, building their own taco, lets them control it, but maybe they'll add a new ingredient.
Gives them ownership.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It fosters that adventurous spirit about food, makes them more open-minded without pressure.
And connecting food to culture. That seems like a really rich conversation starter.
It really is. You can talk about the significance of certain meals, why corn and beans are so important in Mexican heritage, or the traditions behind holiday foods from different cultures.
Wow, yeah.
Understanding that history, the stories behind the food, it gives kids a much broader perspective. It shows food isn't just fuel. It's part of identity, history, celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Can lead to some really interesting chats.
So wrapping this all up, this deep dive really makes it clear. Eating with kids in Vegas isn't about settling or compromising. It's actually about finding this whole world of cool, unique, family-friendly experiences.
Excellent.
From wild themes to smart planning, clever savings. With a bit of know-how, every meal can genuinely be a fun part of the adventure, creating those great memories.
Couldn't agree more. And that brings us to maybe a final thought to leave you with.
Okay.
What if you took these ideas beyond Vegas? What if every family meal, even just at home or on a different trip, could be seen not just as feeding time, but as a chance for adventure, a lesson, a connection? How could applying some of these strategies, focusing on engagement, discovery, maybe making it a bit interactive, planning ahead, how could that fundamentally change your family's whole relationship with food and exploring new things together?